Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion.
You're listening to Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
Morena Penelope.
How are you, Penelope?
Morena. I'm good. How are you guys?
So
very good,
good,
thank you. Now, you're our fashion correspondent, and you're here to talk to us about blackened teeth, I believe.
Yes. A couple of weeks ago, I talked about teeth whitening through the ages, from ancient Egyptians and ancient Romans using urine as a mouthwash to bleach their teeth.
Delightful.
Yep. Yep. So I thought I'd talk about the opposite, which is teeth blackening. And this was a practice that was usually women, for the most part, who dyed their teeth black, traditionally practiced in Japan, Vietnam, Thailand, China, but also India and some South American countries like Peru and Ecuador.
Right.
Yeah. And some of it, I was like thinking, oh, is this just like about the beauty of it? But some of it, in some cultures, it was considered to be a tooth sealant, and it actually worked. So it prevented tooth decay, which is kind of cool, really.
Right.
Yeah, and it's experiencing a renaissance at the moment in the sense of the look, because there's a few artists like Sailor, Molly Santana and Kui Yasaku who are mixing hip-hop culture with their Japanese or Vietnamese culture, and they're wearing black grills. So if you're familiar with Sailor, she released a song called Pookie's Requiem, and if you check out the video, she's wearing these amazing pink outfits and then black grills in honour to her Vietnamese heritage.
Wow. And how do they sort of blacken their teeth? What's that process?
Okay, well, in Vietnam, it was called Nguyen Rang Den, and it's traced back to the Hung King era, which is 2,879 to 258 BC.
That's
so
a long time ago.
Yeah. It was it's a practice that's considered deeply spiritual and was said to protect a person from supernatural entities, as white teeth were associated with the underworld, ghosts and ghouls. Women with pale skin and black teeth were deemed beautiful.
Okay.
And the ingredients they used were ant wing nectar powder. So I guess ground up ants in a way, charcoal powder, beeswax and betel nuts.
Wow. Right. That's right. So there's no charcoal involved at all.
Well, charcoal powder.
It's actually a whitener, isn't it?
Charcoal powder. Is crazy, because it was considered a whitener as well. And when I was talking about teeth whitening, that was also like it was used for whitening. So,
oh, interesting. Yeah. Right. Oh, I guess that's why they have the charcoal toothpaste, don't they?
Yes,
That makes sense.
Yeah, and in Vietnam, like the women blackened their teeth, but some men reddened their teeth.
How on earth do you do that?
Millie, you'd said that you knew something about red teeth.
Yes, well, I was actually casually scrolling Instagram the other day, and I saw this woman who was dyeing her teeth red, and everyone was outraged in the comments, and I was like, that looks cool.
Yeah. I think, you know, we've got to remember that beauty is so different in different cultures, you know, and even in Japan, where, you know, it's very pale skin and black teeth were considered to be, you know, absolutely incredibly beautiful.
Wow.
The teeth blackening there was called Ohaguro, and it originated during the Kufen period, which is circa 300 to 538 CE. And, you know, pitch black lacquered objects were considered beautiful. And so, therefore, if you blackened your teeth like that, it was considered really beautiful. It was a coming of age, status symbol, adolescence. Well, actually, it was actually quite young. I think 8 to 10-year-olds when they started blackening their teeth. And in Japan, it was a tea that was made of iron filings soaked in vinegar or sake. And they used to drink that. It had cinnamon and cloves and things like that to disguise the taste. And it was drunk every day or every few days to keep them black. I think it was called kanemuzu.
Wow.
And there's been a lot of skeletons found from the Endo period with blackened teeth.
That's incredibly interesting. I mean, that sounds pretty gnarly, though, even if you put cinnamon in it.
Iron filings, yeah, for sure. But I guess, like, they would be straining the iron out, and it's the iron oxide that they're drinking. But it was outlawed by the Japanese government in 1870 because it didn't conform to Western ideals, and because they were having a lot of interaction with Westerners, they didn't want to kind of freak them out.
That sucks. I mean, it went on for a long time. But so now it's making a resurgence. Are we seeing any resurgence in Japan?
I'm not sure. I think it's more just like pop culture and the grills, because I don't think people would probably want to blacken their teeth permanently. But there are some older people that still have blackened teeth in all different cultures, just because it has been the norm for centuries.
Right. So it's still alive, even though the Japanese government try to outlaw it at some point.
Yeah, and also these like Pacific Islands, Philippines, Laos, and when you go and research it, you come across some dental websites, like modern day dental websites, who are talking about understanding the tradition and the culture and not offending people when they talk about like maybe white, you know, removing the black or that sort of thing, or if they have a client come in with blackened teeth, that it might not just be because of decay or anything, it could just be, you know, a cultural aspect.
Yeah, what are the, do you know the sort of health implications of blackening your teeth using these methods? Not the grill method, but the drinking iron filings and things like that?
Well, I think for some, it's a tooth sealant, so it prevents decay. And a lot of people did it to prevent decay when people got older. Which is really weird, because when you think about it, in the Elizabethan period, they used to use sugar and toothpaste. And, of course, rich people ate lots of sweets and their teeth turned black because of decay, you know. So it's quite interesting.
But
I imagine that if you're drinking a lot of, like, metal, that probably wouldn't be the greatest for you.
No.
I mean, it's good to have you got iron in your blood, you know. It's good to top it up, maybe. Your iron filings.
You could end up becoming the Silver Surfer, maybe.
Yeah.
He was probably made of aluminium, so he could fly. I don't know. But it's quite fascinating, though. And like, when you look at pictures with women with blackened teeth, it kind of doesn't look that weird. It kind of looks really cool, you know?
Yeah.
True.
It's just different. And I guess, you know, when you think about, because, you know, when I talked about teeth whitening, I'd just been in the US, and it's kind of like you get blinded by some people's smiles and you're just like, whoa, that's crazy, you know?
When they're reflective almost,
Yeah, I guess that's not as crazy as that, almost.
Yeah. But I like this idea of the pale skin and the black teeth. I think it's a really cool contrast.
Hey, well, thank you so much, Penny, for that interesting insight into blackened teeth.
Yeah, thank you so much. We'll have to all, I feel like everyone will be on their phones being looking up photos, etc.
Well, check out Sailor. It's Sailor with two R's and Pookie's Requiem. It's a Vietnamese hip-hop R&B artist, and you'll see her video where she's wearing the black grills, and it looks really cool.
Awesome.
Beautiful.
We'll check it out.
Thank you so much, Penny.
Have a great day.
Catch you next time. You too.
Bye.
That was Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep. Now, I thought it was only right to follow this with a track about
teeth?
Coloured teeth.
Go on, what's this called?
This is The Skin of My Yellow Country Teeth from Clap Your Hands and Say Yeah.